I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you grew up with the history of World War II, you know that Hitler and the Nazis essentially wiped out Jewish life and culture in Poland. Some Polish Jews survived, but Poland did not welcome them. So for many people, the idea that any kind of Jewish culture would take root again in Poland is sort of unthinkable. Yet it is starting to come back, and not just because of the efforts of Jews. Young Poles, non-Jews, are discovering and embracing Jewish history and culture, and with it, the Yiddish language.
When I was little, I grew up in a very nationalist country where we took care at some point, but only on our family, our home, our part of the earth, and nothing else.
That's Aga Ilvitska Shepherd. She's a PhD candidate in Jewish studies at the University of Wrocław.
The Polish history, it's really Polish, Jewish, and other ethnicities' history. So ignoring this fact means that you are ignoring your own history, which I never wanted to do.
Last year, Aga did a fellowship at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts.
I started to be interested in Yiddish because my father used to read me Sholem Aleichem stories in Russian. From Sholem Aleichem, we jumped to Bible, and Dad said, look how wonderful is this culture. So when I had opportunity to study Yiddish, fortunately, at the University of Wrocław in 2008, then I even wouldn't think that should I do that or not. It was obvious choice that I really have to be there. I'm truly grateful to these people because they, I can say, infected positively, of course, infected me by love and passion towards to the Jewish studies. And in Poland, even at my university, we struggle with the lack of the books. I found the article about Yiddish Book Center giving 1,000 Yiddish books for Vilna. And it makes me angry because I thought, why Vilna, which with such a small country, Lithuania, such a small country, gets so many books? I created in my mind the dream of bringing some encyclopedia or something like that, like few dictionaries I will bring. So I started to talk to people. I asked all of them, what do you need? What for? Who will use it? So I knew exactly to whom I will address this project.
Under Aga's direction, the Yiddish Book Center in Massachusetts prepared to send 3,000 books to Poland, everything from Yiddish poetry and ethnography to reference books on Yiddish literature.
So I packed everything. I made sure that everything is ready to the shipment. It was like waiting for the child. Everyone was preparing bookshelves, was informing me, oh, we didn't buy enough bookshelves, sorry for that, or something like that. And then when the books arrived, actually, even I was shocked how many of them we sent from the Yiddish Book Center. People in Poland are really interested in Yiddish literature. This is something what I want the world to know. Yiddish culture really belongs to Poland. This is our treasure, the biggest treasure maybe that we hold, because it's lost. And to some level, to some extent, it's forgotten, and we had to learn and rediscover this culture once again.
Aga Ilvitska Shepherd is a grad student in Jewish studies at the University of Wrocław in Poland. She told her story to producer Emma Morgenstern.